Today, I'm very pleased to welcome into the studio Friar Lawrence, the third of the people most closely associated with Romeo and Juliet and the tragic consequences of their relationship. So first of all, I believe, Friar Lawrence, I can call you brother. I think that's the correct terminology.
That is right. That is the correct terminology.
Good, thank you. So, brother, to start us off, perhaps you'd be good enough to give us all an insight into the background of your relationship with Romeo and Juliet. You know, how long you'd known them, how you got to know them, that kind of thing.
Certainly. I mean, I've known Romeo since he was a child, and also Juliet, but more Romeo, because he was my student. I was his confidant, and I became a kind of father figure to Romeo. I understand the relationship between Romeo and his father could be described as a little icy at times.
Right.
So I guided Romeo through his life. As I say, he was my student, and I was, I suppose, a mentor figure to Romeo.
Good.
You know, whenever he came to me for advice, I was always willing to help him and try and guide him on the right path, even though, as all young people, that sometimes they do stray.
They do indeed. If we bring it to more recent times then, and to the events of the last few days themselves, which have had such an impact on so many people, perhaps you'd be good enough to take us through the sequence of events as from your perspective.
Well, what you must understand, as I'm sure you know, there has been a long-running feud between both families. And in recent times, the fights have got worse to such an extent that the prince decreed that anybody caught would suffer the sentence
Absolutely.
Of death.
Yeah.
Now, from what I remember, I knew Romeo had met Juliet at a party. Now, when he told me that he was in love with her, I was rather surprised, and I did scold him, because until then he had quite a fixation with Rosalind, who showed absolutely no interest whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I have to be honest, I was quite taken aback when he told me that he'd fallen in love with Juliet and that he wished to marry her. When he told me this plan, and again, knowing of the feud between both their families, it struck me that maybe this might be a way of healing.
So would you say, from that point of view, that you were supportive of his relationship with Juliet from the very beginning?
Yes. Yes, I would. Yes. Because, as I say, I saw it as a way of uniting both families and ending this feud that had been going for so many years and caused so much grief and agony.
Yeah.
I thought this would be the best thing to do.
So you were well aware, therefore, of their relationships and their love for each other and so on and so forth. And indeed, of course, very close to the fact that they married.
Hmm.
So, yes, go on.
No. I'll let you carry on.
Well, I was just interested in your feeling about them getting married, whether you, as you say, you're supportive of the relationship to the extent that you were supportive of the marriage.
I was supportive of the marriage, but I knew we had to be very careful and very cautious, and that the marriage would have to be in secret.
Right.
To start with. I hoped that nothing unfortunate would come of this marriage, and that in time, maybe it could become public, as I say, to reunite this family together. And I felt at the time, when they wanted to get married, that we had to do this very, very quickly.
Right. And Then would it therefore be true to say that you would, your thinking was to keep it secret until such time as what? What would have been the right time to publicize the fact that they had indeed got married?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Because of the circumstances and the situation, at that point, I didn't know of the right time to do it. But I felt that I couldn't leave them alone until they were married in the eyes of God.
Right.
And I had to protect them both.
So that's very, very useful. And thank you very much to kind of bringing us up to date in terms of their relationship and their marriage. Now, the next thing that we believe, because as you know, the streets are full of rumor, and one of the reasons for us taking the opportunity to meet with you and with Juliet's nurse and with Benvolio Montague is to try and get clarity and truth into the mix rather than rumor. So the next thing, it is rumored that Juliet came to you with what sounds like a very strange request. Would you like to comment on that?
Yes, it was if it's the request I think you're referring to, it was after Romeo had been banished, if I'm right. And her father thought it best, following the death of Tybalt, to have Juliet married to the County Paris.
Indeed.
Now, she came to me, she was quite distraught. Because, as you understand, she was married to Romeo. Romeo had been banished. She threatened to kill herself,
Right.
if rather than marry Paris. So the idea came of finding her a way out of this solution, of this situation, I should say, to give her a draft that would create the illusion of death so that the family would go through the traditional funeral process, lay her in the family tomb, and the draft itself, which would last about 48 hours, at that point, I would come and release her, and I would let Romeo know of what I was doing so that he could come with me. He would release her and they could both escape together
I understand.
and live their lives.
Right, so that's very clear. I must ask you whether at that time she came with the request for help, you came up with a solution. As you saw it, did you never consider what some of the consequences of that action might be?
I felt at the time that if we went through this illusion that Juliet had died, and once the tomb was sealed, they would never know that she was in fact alive, Romeo had returned, and they had gone. So I felt that it wouldn't hurt the family for me to do this. Looking back, I do regret some of my actions, of course, because of the tragic outcome. But at the time, I felt it was right to do this.
I mean, it does
And
from the outside seem a somewhat extreme response, extreme solution to the situation, if I may say so.
indeed, indeed. But what would you do in a situation where you had a distraught woman threatening to kill herself rather than marry another person?
And were you convinced
Would you?
about that? I mean, that she would kill herself.
I was. She had a dagger. She produced it. She was about to stab herself. I had to stop her. And that was the only, at the time, the only way I could see. The other option would have been to take her out of the city, leave her with a nunnery or something just to get her away. But at the time, my aim was to get Romeo and Juliet back together and for them to be free to live their lives.
Now, to take it then from that point onwards, your key desire at that point would have been, of course, to inform Romeo about what was going on. It was absolutely essential in the scheme of things that he should know exactly what was happening.
Yes.
What happened?
I wrote to Romeo outlining my plan, and I gave the letter to another friar to take to Romeo. Now, I understand that the letter never got there. There was a situation, as I recall, that Friar John, I believe it was, and a colleague of his were suspected of being in a plague house in Mantua. Friar John came back with the letter. Now, my first thought was, at this point, Juliet was known to be dead. My first thought was, does Romeo think this is the truth? Has he found out? Has news travelled? So it was all very fast. I knew I had to get another message to Romeo, but I also knew I had to keep an eye on Juliet as well.
And so you did what?
I knew I had to go to the tomb. I knew that when Juliet woke and she heard that the letter had not got there, she would be indeed very angry. Then I decided, I decided to write another letter, and my aim was to rescue Juliet and keep her safe in my cell until Romeo arrived.
So you went to the tomb to rescue Juliet?
That's right. That's right.
And so what happened when you went to the tomb?
Now, when I went to the tomb, I understand why I had to be so secret. But I took an iron crowbar with me. I knew that somebody would be keeping watch on the tomb. And I discovered that it had been indeed the County Paris that was keeping an eye on the tomb. What I also discovered was that there had been a fight between Romeo, who had returned, and the County Paris. Romeo had killed Paris, discovered Juliet dead, and he drank poison that he had acquired from an apothecary. Then he died. Now, I came across Balthazar, who told me of what had happened. And I went to the tomb. I was afraid. I was scared of what I would find. I saw blood on the entrance to the tomb, and I found blood-stained swords. And there, the lifeless bodies of both Paris and poor Romeo. Juliet stirred and woke. She asked me where her husband was. It was then I heard a noise outside. I told Juliet she had to leave the tomb. I pleaded with her to come away. I told her to let me place her amongst a sisterhood of holy nuns. I was afraid that if I remain any longer, we would be found out, and I was frightened of the consequences of what could happen, not just to myself, but also to Juliet as well. Juliet refused to leave, and I was scared. I had to leave. And to my great shame, I left her. I left her there.
Having left her there, I'm wondering how you feel retrospectively about that decision to leave her.
In retrospect, I wish I'd been more forceful. I wish I I tried to pull her. I tried to drag her, but she had this incredible power, this determination. She wished to stay with her husband. I wish I'd been stronger. I wish I had carried her away. I wish, but I didn't.
I think there's quite a lot of wishing going on at the moment amongst the key players in this particular appalling tragedy. So if, brother, if you could go back in time now and start again, as it were, what would you do, if anything, what would you do differently?
If I'm honest, I would have kept a closer eye on Romeo. It's easy for me to say I would have prevented him from that fight that got him banished. I don't really know the full circumstances of how it happened, but maybe I would not have married them quite so quickly. Maybe I would have asked for more time. Because, as you understand, it was a very short space of time, not even 24 hours that all this happened. Maybe I should have taken the letter myself. Maybe I should have found another way of preventing Juliet from wishing to kill herself because she was due to marry the County Paris. Maybe part of me wishes I'd actually stopped the whole thing and none of it had ever happened. But part of me still thinks, had it worked, it would have healed both families.
I think, thank you for being so honest with us. And it's quite clear from my perspective that everything you did was done with a positive intention to help and to heal the wounds of the two families, which have now, of course, been opened even further by these tragic events. So now, finally, if I may ask you, brother, in relation to that very specific topic, what message do you have now for the Montagues and the Capulets?
My message to both of them would be their children were blessed with in heaven. Their births were a blessing. And due to the bloodshed, it has cost them their children's lives. And they must stop the feuding and reconcile their differences and live in peace, in honour of both their children's memories.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today. So there we are, everyone. We've heard from three of the main players in this tragic tale. I believe we can truly say we have now got to the truth. Painful and upsetting, although that journey has been for all of those involved. On behalf of our team here at Verona Talk Radio, and on behalf of you, our listeners, I want to extend our heartfelt thanks to Benvolio Montague, Juliet's faithful, devoted and loving nurse, and to Friar Lawrence for their honesty and their willingness to share with us the real story of what happened over the course of 3 days that changed the history of our great city of Verona. Thanks to all three of you for helping us to get to the truth.